From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. Bentonville School Superintendent Michael Poor will be assuming the superintendent's role in Little Rock on July 1st. Arkansas Education Commissioner Johnny Key appointed Poor to administer the state-controlled district last month in what was seen as a controversial move by many community members, as it meant current Little Rock Superintendent Baker Curris would step down after nearly a year of service. My discussion with Poor touched on a recent State Board of Education decision to approve the expansion of nearly 3,000 charter school seats in Little Rock, which critics say could increasingly draw resources away from the district. Here's more of our conversation, where I asked if he had plans to close any schools.
I don't know that yet. You know, I know there's a lot of buzz about that, and those are things that I need to look into. I think the thing that I'm most excited about is the chance to open some schools too. You know, it's interesting, you know, that how we look at stuff, you know, that sometimes we get focused on the negative, but right now there's positive that's a for sure thing that's going to happen, and that's to open up a new middle school. And then just the year, I think the following year, we go get to open up a new school in the south of the interstate. And that, what a wonderful opportunity that is in terms of supporting young people. So I'm very much excited about working on that. I will take a look at you know, what we're doing with all of our buildings in terms of its capacity size, and it's trying to determine, you know, if there's any leverage that we need to do. But right now, the focus will totally be on just how do we move forward on those new buildings, and how do we make sure that performance is at a high level with all the schools across the district.
You mentioned the opening of the new middle school in West Little Rock, and you mentioned prospect after that to open a school south of the interstate. I believe you're talking about the potential plans for a new Southwest Little Rock High School. That was kind of a promise that Baker Curris had made to the community after an opening of the middle school. So is it your intention to move forward with plans to open up a Southwest Little Rock school?
Well, that's one of the great things that Baker Curris did, is he really created a little bit of a roadmap of how to handle some of these operational things. He's made some tough decisions on staffing, but he's also made decisions about what we do to create better learning environments. And so the chance to have this new middle school and the new high school, again, it's a wonderful opportunity. I see no way that we back off of that.
One of the big issues come up in recent months is the expansion of charter schools in the district. And those who've done research about, you know, the effect of charter expansions in Little Rock tend to note that, by and large, they attract more middle-class, affluent, academically advanced kids. What role do you see charters playing in the district versus public schools?
Well, you know, first you have to face there's a reality that charter schools were given expansion. So if folks expect me to try to throw a fit about that right now, that's water under the bridge. And the reality is that we need to compete even in a greater level. And that means that we've got to do things that make parents and students have a positive buzz about the schools, possibly even get some of those charter school people back, possibly get private school people back, possibly get homeschool people to come back into the Little Rock schools. You do that by engineering trust and really creating environments where parents feel respected and see that we seek them as partners. You do that by having teachers really pleased with the work that they're doing so that they're feeling like they're empowered and they're being treated as professionals. That creates a buzz in the community. You know, a teacher that's happy is going to talk about that at the grocery line, at church, or at a restaurant. The final thing is that you have to have students coming home happy and saying, "Wow, Mom, you can't believe what I just learned," and excited about it and anxious to go do homework because of what they've been stimulated from in the classroom. Those types of things, that's what makes this whole battle against charters, that'll help mitigate that. So, you know, right now that is the reality. We have to go and compete. There was expansion. I don't see there's anything right now other than that we have to deal with. I have not got to read the report that Mr. Curris put together. I think that's something that certainly throughout this week that people have shared that I need to look at and become more well aware of, you know, some of the dynamics. Bottom line, we need to have the same form of accountability across the board. We should have high expectations. There should be high standards. And I'm certainly going to do my part to make sure that the bar is raised on the Little Rock schools. And I'm also going to make sure there's strong positions being made to hold charter schools accountable to those same type of things.
You can hear more of my interview with incoming Little Rock School Superintendent Michael Poor at our website, KUAR.org.